Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm on the litany with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying foundation for next generation of Indian railways. Winter session of Parliament to be held from 1st to 19th December. New GST reforms help patients undergoing long-term treatment. And School of Engineering and Technology, Nagaland University hosts National Level Technical Festival in Kohima. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off four new Vande Bharat Express trains from Banaras Railway Station today. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said that trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying the foundation for the next generation of Indian railways. He said that today with the launch of four new Vande Bharat trains, Banaras, Khajuraho, Lucknow, Saharanpur, Firozpur Delhi and Ernakulam Bengaluru, the number of Vande Bharat trains running in the country has increased to more than 160. The Prime Minister said that infrastructure in developed countries across the world has played an important role in their economic upliftment. Following the construction of Baba Vishwanath Dham and the Ram Temple in Ayodhya, new doors of prosperity are opening in Uttar Pradesh due to the increasing number of devotees visiting the temple.
आज वंदे भारत, नमो भारत और अमृत भारत जैसी ट्रेनें भारतीय रेलवे की अगली पीढ़ी की नींव तैयार कर रही है। ये भारतीय रेलवे को ट्रांसफॉर्म करने का एक पूरा अभियान है। वंदे भारत भारतीयों की, भारतीयों द्वारा, भारतीयों के लिए बनाई हुई ट्रेन है, जिस पर हर भारतीय को गर्व है।
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the winter session of Parliament from 1st December 2025 to 19 December 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that the government is looking forward to a constructive and meaningful session that strengthens democracy and serves the aspirations of the countrymen. National Secretary of Bharatiya Udyog and Vyapar Mandal and State Vice President of the Nagaland Medicine Dealers Association, Basu Damini, has appreciated the central government for introducing the GST Bachat Utsav initiative. Speaking to Akashvani Kohima, he stated that the reduction of GST on certain scheduled medicines from the earlier rates of 12% and 18% to as low as 5% will significantly benefit consumers. He noted that the decision is particularly helpful for patients undergoing long-term treatment for conditions such as hypertension, diabetes and other chronic ailments where regular and lifelong medication is necessary. Mr. Damini expressed gratitude to the government for what he described as a commendable and consumer-friendly step aimed at easing the financial burden on patients.
We thank the government of India for taking such a good decision. As National Secretary of Bharatiya Udyog Vyapar Mandal also, I will say that in all the products now only two slabs are there for GST, that is 12% and 5%. Those who were 12% and some products of 18% were also brought to 5% and some as high as 28% has also been brought to 12%, which is a commendable risk government has taken and the bonus they have given to the people.
The School of Engineering and Technology, SET, Nagaland University, successfully hosted its three-day national-level technical festival, Tech Aura 2025, from 5th to 7th November at the Kohima campus, Merema, under the theme, Where Insights Ignite Innovation. The festival was inaugurated by Vice-Chancellor Professor Jagdish Kumar Patnaik, who highlighted the role of young technocrats in driving India's progress through innovation and social responsibility. A report.
Tech Aura 2025 featured over 20 events including model presentations, robotics competitions, truss bridge design, techno art, quizzes, photography contests, dance, gaming tournaments and the popular Battle of Bands, attracting participants from across Nagaland, Dimapur and Kohima. The festival showcased creativity, intellect and technical talent, reinforcing SET's role as a hub for innovation since its inception in 2010. Kahir Akashvani News, Kohima.
The valedictory ceremony yesterday was graced by L. Lanuabang, Director and Scientist F. Nilit Kohima and Abhishek Mishra, Additional Director STPI Kohima, who encouraged students to pursue excellence in technology and entrepreneurship. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The State College of Teachers Education, SCTE, Kohima celebrated its Golden Jubilee under the theme Empowering Teachers, Enriching Lives at the Capital Convention Center yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Dr. T. Alamla Longkumar, principal of Mokokchung College of Teachers Education, said education is a vehicle of change and teachers are its key agents. She stressed the need for continuous self-empowerment among teachers to meet modern challenges, noting the shift from computer-assisted to AI-based learning. Dr. I. Wati Imchen, principal of Fazal Ali College, lauded SCTE's 50 years of service, calling it a pillar of academic excellence that has shaped generation of educators and contributed greatly to Nagaland's educational progress. V. Tovitoli Sema, ex-official director, Higher Education Department, said the milestone reflects SCTE's resilience and dedication, emphasizing that empowering teachers strengthens society's moral and intellectual fabric. President Draupadi Murmu has lauded the Mitti Cafe at Rashtrapati Bhavan as a symbol of inclusion, equality and limitless possibilities. In a social media post, the president encouraged visitors to experience Mitti Cafe, highlighting its role in empowering Divyangjan and their families. The president said that the cafe welcomes visitors with warmth and smiles and inspires everyone to build a more inclusive and compassionate society. And in sports, the Senior Women's Interzonal T20 Trophy produced contrasting contests on Saturday, with North Zone clinching a nail-biting 3-run win over East Zone, while Central Zone recorded a comfortable 7-wicket victory against Northeast Zone at the Nagaland Cricket Stadium and Sovima Cricket Ground, respectively, a report.
In the morning match, North Zone posted 114 for 7, powered by Dia Yadav's 40 for 24 and Ayushi Soni's unbeaten 28 of 33. For East Zone, Jintimani Kalita, 3 of 20 and Sushri Dia Darshini, 2 of 20, impressed with the ball. Chasing 115, East Zone fell short at 111 in 19.5 overs, despite T. Sarkar's 29 of 35, Nazma, 3 of 20 and Amandeep Kaur, 3 of 13, start for North Zone, with Nazma earning the player of the match title. At the Sovima Cricket Ground, Central Zone dominated Northeast Zone, bowling them out for 83 in 18 overs. Anushka Sharma led the attack with a brilliant 5 for 23, chasing the target. Nushat Parveen, 35 of 36 and Mona, 30 of 27, guided Central Zone to victory at 86 for 3 in 13.3 overs. Anushka Sharma was named player of the match for her 5-wicket haul. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Three matches are scheduled for Tuesday: Northeast Zone versus South Zone at Nagaland Cricket Stadium, Central Zone versus North Zone at Sovima Cricket Ground, and East Zone versus West Zone at the Nagaland Cricket Stadium. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi says trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying foundation for next generation of Indian railways. Winter session of Parliament to be held from 1st to 19th December. New GST reform help patients undergoing long-term treatment. And School of Engineering and Technology, Nagaland University, hosts national-level technical festival in Kohima. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.